Racing HQ is brought to you by TAB. Get a bonus bet up to $50 for second and third on selected races this weekend. Gamble responsibly.
Ben Looker. Morning, Ben.
Good morning, Andrew. How are you?
Very well. Nothing like a Grafton Carnival, mate.
Grafton's my hometown. I love getting back there every year. Obviously, I live in Port Macquarie now, but you cannot beat the Grafton Carnival, obviously. It's probably been a bit of a hoodoo carnival for myself. I've had a few injuries and suspensions and whatnot. I think I've only rode two or three whole July carnivals, but what Michael Beattie and the club have done, obviously, they've pushed the first day back a few days to the Sunday.
Yep.
Personally, I think it's the best thing they ever did. The quality of horses they're going to get for the John Carlton and the Cup Prelude will rise a lot. And, I can't wait. I can't wait. I love getting back to Grafton every year. It's my hometown and can't wait to get there.
Understand. All right, that's Grafton. Now, you're hoping to win a big race on Saturday with Victorum lining up in the last race, the Healy, a really competitive race. Can you take us through riding a horse like Victorum when the horse showed the speed that it did at the end of the last race when it won the Hinkler? It must feel, the sensation must be incredible.
Yeah, honestly, I tried to sort of force a run when I straightened up, which didn't eventuate. I just had to wait. When I got the split to my inside, following Noble Boy, to be honest, I thought I'd probably run third at best. But I always had confidence in the horse and what he can do. But his last 300 would have been astronomical on what he ran that day. Like I said in the post-race interview, I would have loved to have seen him in the Stradbroke with 51.5 on his back. They would have knew he was in the race for sure.
Yeah, for sure. I don't even know the answer to this, whether you got a little... Did you get a little fine?
No, I didn't even get caught in, but don't tell the Brisbane Shewards that. I honestly never got caught in. I did salute. It was obviously my first listed winner on Victorum. Obviously, I've had so much to do with him, and obviously, towards the end of last preparation, when I was dealing with a few personal issues with mental health and whatnot, I was taken off the horse, and that's pretty well documented. But he genuinely owners to let me get back on in this preparation. It was so satisfying. I love the horse. He means the world to me. We got so many show horses and pre-trainers out at our spelling property out at Warhope, and Victorian's little sister's there, and he's 2 years after him, his little sister's there, and just to have so much to do with a horse like him, you know, he means the world to me. He, like I said, he gave me my biggest thrills in racing, obviously winning the country championship and to win my first listed race on him. It means the world.
Yeah, I can hear that in your voice. A few of our listeners may not have seen it, but certainly you just went up just near the line, but it was virtually as you crossed the line. How do you see the Healy? It's a really competitive race. We've spoken of, I'm going to talk to Blake Shin and a Tick, who's riding Brave Song, who's racing so well. Godolphin have got a couple of genuine chances. Could you ride him similar, given you've drawn two?
When we rode him... When I rode him in the Kingsford Smith, obviously the track was playing pretty leaderish. We obviously tried to ride him a bit handy, which didn't eventuate. We were trapped three wide. When we went back to the Hinkler, we just sort of went back to plan A, which is how we always ride him, or how we think he's best ridden, is conservative.
Yep.
We always knew he's got that electric turn of foot. We struck a good track, which is what he wants. He just can't go a yard in wet ground. And they were suiting, the track was playing pretty fair, I thought, on straight break day. So that's why we went back to sort of plan A, just riding him conservative and holding him up for that late burst that he's got. And,
I can't relate to it because I mean, we are all blown away with just how strong he was. But if he can produce a finish like that, then you don't want to change his tactics at all, Ben.
No, not at all. And Jenny and the owners, they're awesome. You know, like I said, it's pretty well documented that I was taken off him towards the end of his summer carnival. And I was lucky enough to get back on him. Like I said, I had a few mental issues that I had to address, and I took the time off to address them and to just to ride him. He means so much to me, that horse. Like I said, I rode him from his first start pretty well all the way through till now. And like I said,
he's just a good old mate for you. You love being a part of him.
Oh, honestly, he means the world to me. Obviously, I've been lucky enough to get on a few good country horses with, obviously, him and Belfire, who won the Kosciuszko. But just to get on horses like that, you know, us country jockeys, we ride 5 or 6 days a week, and it's hard enough to get on a horse that's going to travel to the 500, let alone measure up to the grade that Victor has. And I'm so thankful for Jenny and the owners by sticking by me and giving me the opportunity. It means the world.
Good on you, Ben. Great listening to you, mate. I hope the horse is flashing hard as what he did in the Hinkler, and it's a big win in the Healy. Thanks for your time, mate.
Thank you. Yeah.